It is Planet FM 104.6, the Be About It show, and cruising. Mad love to the brother D'Angelo. Rest in peace, brother. That was one of our tracks from our sister queen, Mema. Miley is in the house, and what better way to celebrate her B-Day but to bring in, you know, beautiful souls in our community that are just like, they do the most. You know, they do the most. And you can, hey, Chrissy X, shout out to my sister Chrissy, who's in the studio right now as well. But we can't fake, you know, this is what the Be About It show is all about. Hashtag Be About It. And I really wanted to bring in the sister in the studio. And it's so funny because we were having a chat yesterday and we're like, sis, what are we going to do for the birthday? What? And we're like, you're going to come on. Uh-huh.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all we're going to be doing. But in the studio right now, we have Mema Miley. She does it all. Creative queen, film, creative scene, producer, community advocate. But most importantly, she uses her talent to really bring out her creative scene. If you were in the studio right now, you can see all the colors of Wakanda right now. She's got orange, white,
I look
pink.
Like a rainbow, girl. Turn my mic on. Hurry up. Get on.
Can we see you? We can hear you. Oh my gosh, Mema, how are we feeling? Welcome to the show, Queen.
Well, firstly, I'm glory to God. You know, she forgot the first and foremost. The main thing is I'm a child of God, bless you.
Ooh.
And without these titles, without, you know, Jesus, our loving Lord Savior, John 3:16, all the way, 1,000%. And basically, if you see me, I'm looking like a crystal ball at the moment. I touch wood, rainbow. Yeah, just thanks for Ernestina, aka Tina, for having me on the show. Like, and it's the stuff that you're doing, sis. But like, first and foremost, thank you. Appreciate you. And just for the listeners that, that support community, keep on supporting community, because without you guys, we wouldn't have these establishments, we wouldn't have these beautiful programs at Planet FM 104.6 FM. So just thanks for inviting me and my dear friend as well, coming into studio as well. So no, birthday's been good, and I look like a damn radio rainbow, folks.
I'm
live on this stuff.
Yes. But we're enjoying, because that's what it's all about. First of all, sister, how are you celebrating you? You know, I really want to bring out your story before we get into the midst of everything that you've done. But with the years of celebrating your birthday, how awesome is it to just come to this year of celebrating you? And how's it been being you in the community, being yourself and sharing your light and your love?
Man, if I would have known she would ask me that, I would have just sent her an email, like a press release or something. But I think to answer all of that in one word or phrases, I've just been blessed to have such opportunities to serve. And a lot of people would say that if their community, if their faith in God and whatnot, but I think it's also to be part of community. Whatever you do, whether it's community or grassroots, it's just always serving and just trying to be towards the cause that you're trying to support and represent. And I think that for me, that's the ultimate goal, but then also trying to support those that that need that support, especially currently with our current climate, you know, jobs, the price of butter. I mean, I haven't had butter for like since 1999, so I think I'm just pretending, you know, when you fart bucker, your French stick is like, Marmite. So, you know, it's all this stuff. But I think overall, it's just serving community, regardless of what field I'm in. And I think just currently where I am in my current field is more towards of just, just making sure people, and then know education and information is key, and just making sure people know what's out there for them. Yeah. Thank you for the question.
Love that. So, before you came into this country of being Mema, what was, you know, I got to bring it back to the roots, because if you aren't out west, you don't know this wahine toa. Hey, Chrissy's laughing because she knows.
Yeah, what's going on?
You know, being out west and also having mum and dad there as well, being your rock and also having your family. You know, you speak a lot about how, and also to your auntie as well. We got to bring this into the mist as well. Yeah. How was it like, you know, growing up in the West Auckland area and, you know, becoming who you are today with the many figures that have been around you?
Yeah, I think it's just acknowledging who are your support systems. And, I mean, anyone can answer this, but I think for me personally, I just thank those who have also supported me from as a youth, as an adult, and as a wahine atua, queen slash, you know, diva. Just making sure that that I sort of know who are the who's. And, yeah, and you know, this world is crazy. You know, a lot of us get sort of sucked into, you know, what's that trend? You know, what's that on TikTok and IG or Facebook? And, but they should really to look for the Bible and, you know,
yes.
You know, yes, you know. I think just with my family, definitely my parents, they crack me up. Even to this day, they're probably listening and go, Mama, Aule Ngalo, meaning don't forget God, Jesus. So I would say they're just remembering my beliefs, my values and principles, and that sort of helped me. So glory to God. And I thank God both my parents are still around to see me flourish and continue my work in the community. So thanks, Mom and Dad. And just my beautiful aunt, she's no longer with us. She was a prime example of sort of serving the community, and she's helped a lot of people at the good old Waitakere District Court back in the day, a lot of the youth. So, and for those people that work in community, as I said before, you know, just keep going and just don't forget where you come from. And I think a lot of us, we get distracted very quickly and we sort of lose ourselves. And I'm not saying you just go grab, you know, your Bible straight away, but I think it's just knowing who you are and just, yeah, just make sure you're in a good supportive environment and just keep yourself humble and just, yeah, I think have a good support system, really.
Love that. And I love how all the colours, Chrissy, and this is like lighting up. Don't know where to look at the light or the...
Just turn off the lights. I'll probably glow in the dark here.
I love it. So, my sis, we're going to come through into, like, everything you've been doing around your creative scene. Now talk to us about like film producing, creative writing. Like, how does that all start for you, Mima? Because you've been doing it for years and you've been helping a lot of talent go overseas and also help talent around getting into the scene of film, television, or even media itself as well. And how has that been for you in your career, my sister?
Oh, thank you. I feel like an interview with like Moana Jackson. Oh, Moana, short sister, Moana TV. Yeah, I got Maori. I think to answer that question is to start. It's only happened later in my years because I used to get frustrated. All those that that do White Sunday, you sort of get sick of. Oh, I'm sick of using Genesis or something like that. Touch wood. But I think for me, I sort of wanted to sort of see more stories out there. And anyone knows that whoever writes and produces their own stuff independently, yes, we go to these workshops, but I think for me, it's just using my own stories as a kid, adolescent, you know, woman, you know, wahine atua, you know, my dear friends and my support systems. I would use that as a stepping stone to sort of see, okay, what would that look like in TV or theatre or film, but I think it's just making sure that I had permission, because some of the stories are based on true lives. Change the name, change the area, but I think it's just more towards of just having that. I think just having the freedom to write, and anyone that's a creative, whether you do art, calligraphy, or water painting, it's just starting. I mean, everyone thinks there's a guidebook or manual to be an artist or creative, just do it. And a lot of people don't know that I've been writing for TV and film for many years, and applying for funding for the last 10 years. And sometimes you win, sometimes you don't win, but it's the fact that it practices my love of writing and producing. So I do have a few projects that are coming up which are also in fruition and currently in the pipework. So yeah, hopefully come back and sort of give you more insight of that, but no, just today I'm just lucky to be here to share a bit about myself and to glow like a rainbow on Tina's show.
Boomba clap, we love that. And also, Mima, I really love how you come back to grassroots and really uplift local talent. Because I know we see like the big screen love, but you also give an opportunity for many that really want to, you know, hey, do you want to be in the short film? Do you want to be creative? Do you want to? And how has that been for yourself, sis? Because, you know, you've seen how this industry can really change you in terms of your creativity. You want to be bold, colorful. You want to be that. And sometimes it can be dimmed. But for yourself, you're still the same.
Red carpet's the same. Thanks. It just sort of brings back to a lot of the, I remember I used to be, if you would have noticed, be a journalist for a certain radio station, but we won't say that. but I think my love for people and just, I think, getting their stories out. I mean, anyone that knows they have a media background and broadcasting profession would know that. I think just knowing what you can do to support people and just making sure that, you know, I always say to people, there's always many sides to a story, and a lot of people just hear one side, but it's good to hear the second side, third. There'll be like 10 stories before you find out. And I think just sharing my 10 cents towards of the current media industry, it's like a, yes, there's a cancel culture, but I just hope and pray that whoever's doing stories actually know there are two or three or even four sides to every story, and that not only makes you aware of these angles, because news stands for North, East, West, South, and there's, they know the industry or fair and their craft should actually take up on that and actually do due diligence and do research and investigate. But I think overall, I think for me, it's just more towards of just making sure people are supported, you know, and you want to make sure they're, a lot of people, as you said, Tina, they want to get into the industry because of fame, because of money. Yes, it does pay well. Yes, it can give you a good and long-lasting career. But I think a lot of our young men and women sort of come into it, yeah, I want to be an actor, I want to be in front, but humbly, without the writers or the producers or the directors or the people that say action, our clapper team, the gaffer, the people that hold the sound, you know, the sound recording, you know, the microphones, they're also important too. So many of us can agree when they're listening to this interview is if you'd, I'd rather be at the back of the scene, behind the scenes, than in front, because the worst things you don't say, like, oh, lay all lines, so don't know the words. So, and you'll always learn from the script assistant, my lines, that, yeah. You know, so I always say to people, yes, there's a career in front of the camera, but there's also a major prospects behind the scene too. So for those that are behind the scene, I'm with you, man. I've been there. I've given cups of tea and coffee and stolen some of your donuts, but and saying that I love catering. So cater on, people, cater on. Unit for life.
Unit for life. I love that side of you as well, from your film side, your creative scene side. I wanted to talk about what stories you want to see more of in the community, sis, because, you know, we're seeing a lot of, like, this is from the lens of what I only see, but it's cool to get the scenes and the lens from your side as well on what's needed. I think we've had a few Talanoas where you've always wanted to bring different types of elements into the film side, and also for people to capture and also see a lens of this is this story, this is this story behind this. And I feel for yourself, what are some of the things that is currently missing around stories that we visually see? Because we know the Netflix, we are on YouTube, me, because I watch Cocomelon with Sunny sometimes, and I feel like TV is changing because a lot of people are on their devices with phones. And as a storyteller, as a creative, but also as someone who knows how to identify on what people are watching or seeing, how do you see that, my sis? What do you think needs to be like? Because we see what we see, and we only know what we know. And if it's in front of the lens or if it's in front of your phone, that's the only way for you to adapt your storytelling. So what's your vibe on that, my CC?
Cool, pressure, thank you. On this lovely Wednesday afternoon, sis. still glowing like a rainbow. I think, in all fairness to that question, for those that are listening, tuning in live and whatnot, firstly is just know who you are. Talk to those, the type of genre that you want to get into. I know a lot of people love to do the whole, you know, this is just for an example, like Fast and Furious. Everyone wants to drive a fast car, but no one wants to get their license, you know, or the skills. So please, from the learners to restricted and full, don't just fear bots and pay the driver listening instructor and go straight to full license. That's just from what I've heard. But I think just knowing who you are, just knowing the the genres that are out there. You know, there's there's romance, you know, rom-coms, you've got action, you've got thriller, you've got drama. You've even got, I'd love to see more silent films out there because, we've got our beautiful other communities that may not get as much promotion. Like you've got our disadvantaged with our special needs, mobility, those that are hard of hearing, sign language. A lot of people forget that they too need representation. So I'm saying this because my dad is hard of hearing. He's not just yelling at me because he wants to hear his voice. He's just yelling because I'm supposed to take out his laundry. And put it back. But in saying that, I think it's just more towards of knowing the type of audience that you want to represent and support. But I think for what I'm into is I'm into the whole action, drama and thriller. I do like comedy, but sometimes my best things would be off air. Big ups to all those people that are starting on comedy, and for those people that I know this is dedicated to, I wish you guys well for your workshops. And a lot of my friends that are sort of known for serious projects, they're now joining in comedy, which is really cool. And shout outs to those that have also supported community projects out south, out central, Morningside, and especially those that do tune in and support other New Zealand talents for the New Zealand Comedy Festival annually, so that's a bonus, and using those type of spaces. And I think just those that write and produce stuff, not so much directing, but the people that create the work for talents to act. Just make sure you have funding schemes that are out there, grants, and also there are mentors there. I have a few that have helped me over the years. One of them is currently in Australia, Katrina Chandra. I haven't forgotten about you, sis. Love you dearly. The man himself, Mr. Popo Lilo, one of our Samoan directors, one of few many, and the sisters Makarita Sima Urale, and all of them. So these are King Kapisi's older and beautiful sisters. Love you, sis, ladies, and all of them. So it's just humbling just to share a bit about myself. I'm quite a quiet person, and though I work in the community, I'm also creative, so
yeah.
I just share that with Tina. I want to talk about more of the creative side, because we're getting a lot of stuff on air that's quite negative, and I want to uplift our audiences, like kia kaha, kia mai, kia manawanui, and just hang in there, because I know a lot of people, a lot of people are going through some rough times financially, family-wise, and just what's happening in community. But I sort of believe, Exodus 14:14, God has got a hold on everything. He will fight for you. Just be still and just believe, And I just, I'm all for just sharing a bit of my faith on air, and just being creative. So all those people that do hear my reo, my voice, my kōrero, it's just, you got to start. And if you don't start, then how will you know? And just because you go door knocking, there's a few doors that have slammed in my face, trust me. Oh, so it means a no. And some fundings you apply like nearly 8 years in a row and you still get denied, but I don't stop. And one of my projects, hopefully, I've got a private screening. Yes, I am comfortable. I've got a private screen coming up, so I said I'll welcome you and your team here if they're available to come. They'll be up, and hopefully this will be going out nationwide. And that's dedicated to two beautiful souls that I used to roll with. And it's funny because my dear friend Christine is like, oh my gosh, here we go again, this film, gosh, just played already. But it's saying that as an independent, you got to understand that a lot of people, go through film festivals, but I don't, because I don't have the time to go to, the USA. I don't have time to go to Otaki, sorry, Māori Land Festival. I want to go, but I don't have time to go down Wellington. But then it's just all these things going into a process, and all those that are creative, all those that write, produce, know what I'm talking about, because it is cool to get support financially, but then as a creative, an independent creative, I want to see my stuff out there done my way, because I'm a bit fussy when it comes to stuff and like that, especially when it comes to your own work, and you know what you want out there, so why not do it yourself? Do the hard yards, whānau, do it all, and you'll be happy with the results, and just make sure you have a good supportive team from start, middle to end. And yeah, so hopefully if my film just picked up nationwide, whānau, I'll definitely let you know if it's at events or Hoyt Cinema.
love it's going to be in all the cinemas. Sis, and I just love how you share your heart and why you do what you do.
Yes.
And it brings me to my next question of, how important is it to be yourself? you know, and just to really love who you are. Because, Mema, you haven't changed a bit in terms of your personality, your aura, and your beliefs. And I love that about you because it's so rare to find. And I wanted to ask, for you being in the scene of film and, you know, media and, you know, really getting a grasp upon who you are and never changing that, how important is that? Because a lot of, we don't really tell and know a lot about that stuff. You know, everyone, like you mentioned, straight to your full license. And sometimes you really do just need to find, you know, what you love.
Find your people. Find your people.
Find your people and your real people. But, yeah, speak about that, my sis, in terms of, like, you know, being you, being about it, about yourself, because I feel like that's a super power, you know, for us to just really uniquely be ourselves. And she's always hammering that message. For those that are tuning in right now, this is one thing I love about Mima. She's always hammering, never be you. Tina, always have yourself. Never be you, you know. And every time I hear those little words going out throughout the day, I love that. You know, it's those messages. But if you want to elaborate on that, my sis.
Sure, happy to elaborate with a capital A. Because I elaborate stuff for E, just to let you know. I think when you invited me to the show, I was thinking, ooh, what to share, what not to share, what to share. But I think, first and foremost, it's just to come in with an angle where it's like you come in your whole self and nothing but yourself. I think when we look at, I'm not sort of shaming one or anything or like trying to, you know, blame anyone in particular, but I think just someone that's sort of coming from an industry of broadcasting and media myself, and, you know, my background, but I think creatively, I think just being myself in these type of genres, in these type of professions over the years, it's just, you sort of get a sense of like what suits, what doesn't suit. And sometimes you just have to drive in the deep end just to see. Because I've been in rooms where I feel like I'm not even welcomed. I've been in rooms where people just don't even know who I am until they say, oh no, she is a guest speaker. Or I've been to, I won't say which university, Auckland, that I got invited to. And my beautiful head lecturer told me, this was about media studies a couple of years back, and they told me, just come and dress as yourself. And I just dressed like a student, like literally, and I was one of the main two, three guest speakers. So I was sitting on the side, this is a prime example. Anyone comes in and they go, oh my gosh, hey, you're here for the lecture? Yeah, sure, I'm here. But they didn't ask me the question, oh, are you part of the lecture, you know, guest? And I said, oh no, I'm part of the lecture, meaning I'm sitting inside the thing, you know, waiting for it to start. And then all the 100 to 200 students came through, and my beautiful lecturer goes, oh, I'd like to announce, oh, please welcome our guest, one of our guests or three, Mema Ali. And I said, oh, kia ora, hi. And you should have seen the faces just drop like someone stole their $50. You know, it's like, and like, so they thought I was a student, and I said, well, no, I'm actually older than the lecturer. He's nearly 80. So I think for what I was trying to say is never judge a book by its cover, let alone the first few pages or the back. You know, always read the prologue, always read the inner pages. And I think that's a page from a good friend of mine sort of stepping into your studios when you invited me. And just, I think just like I said, your values and principles are key. A lot of people may, you know, don't let these breaks, because people know I love fashion, I love style. I'm still a bit annoyed that Ernestina and the Fly Girls floor did not invite me to Afrosol, letting me see my husband, Bernard Mann, dance up there with his 800 pack on and sweating without me present. How dare you not invite me with my husband? But I didn't say that. See, she's caught now, you're caught. But I think, in all fairness to the questions, it's just, just to see for what it is, there are some spaces, and people know this, you just read the room. Like, some people will walk past you, and until you actually have a status or something, oh, hey, how are you? Like, I've been in art galleries where I've been invited to thing to support the actual artist, and certain people will just, like, walk past me thinking, like, who are you? Are you the cleaner, or are you catering? But then I'll just go, oh, yeah, do you want some help? So I'm quite a homely body. So if I say, oh, do you want to take out the, I'll take out the trash just to talk. And then you go, hey, Mama, come on, you're here, take the photo. And people are like, oh, no, she's the person that supported the artist. You know, she's the one that helped donate, you know what I mean? Give, you know, Pootsie, you know, David Dance, you know? And now I think a lot of people shouldn't judge people for who they are and what they wear. It's just, I've always been myself and not going to change for nobody. So God knows who I am. And I'm a child of God, and that's it.
I love, love, love. And, you know, I think it's just a beautiful aura that you have in being yourself as well. You know, I feel like we take that for granted, being yourself. I feel like it's a cliche. Like, be yourself. And then you're like, okay, I'll be myself when I go to the shop. I'll be myself when I go to warehouse. I'll be myself when I go to Kmart. But, like, you ultimately have to be yourself everywhere you go. And that's something that I think I have, like, still... I am on a daily basis, but, like, you know, going through what we do and how you do it, it's actually such a superpower because you don't need to filter, like, where you're going to and categorizing your personality as well.
Just to better this, and also to explain, like, I'm hearing beautiful souls say, oh, man, I got to explain where I am. I say, why? Do they pay your bills? Do they pay your toilet paper? Do they pay for your extensions? I think just the reality, like, I'll give you some insight because I know you know your show's got a time limit, but I wish I had 2 hours to explain this. But there was one time I told you this because people don't know I used to be a talent agent back in the day, and I supported some artists and some of them as well known in the music industry as we know, but we won't say the name. Mellow Dales. Give me a call, Bronson. Evandale, what's up? And what you call it, like, I, you know, a lot of people go to the red carpet scenario, and I always crack up because I always look at them. It's like, it's just to take the photos, you know. But I would say to them, bro, if you're not out here across the road at the karaoke bar, I ain't went for you. So it's like I always give people an hour. Like, I go to talk with them at the red carpet thing, but it's just for the world things, you know, like this worldly stuff that we're into. But I believe that at the end of the day, when everyone turns off the lights and we in our homes safely asleep, that's who we really are. And, you know, all I can say is that, you know, be in the world but not of the world, and just know who you are. And you know, you want
that
to
quote, though.
Amen, sister. I sort of think that people should just be honest with themselves, and if you're honest with yourselves, then you'll share more of yourself to the world. But also protect yourself, you know, as well. I think a lot of us want to give, but then sometimes like to take. So just within strides. And I just want to say, Tina is such a giving person. She always gives too much of herself. Sometimes as a girl, breathe, inhale, exhale, and just know your boundaries. And I think a lot of us, we want to help everyone, anyone, but I think sometimes we need to slow down and look after ourselves. And I know last week was, the whole week was Mental Health Awareness Week.
Yes.
And I mean, should be every week. There should be 365 days per year. But just look after yourselves, guys, before you start taking on projects like that. Even your families, your friendships, your community, and just look after number one. But also make sure you're well enough to support others. Yeah. Thank you.
Love that. And we've got 2 more minutes before our show finishes up. And I wanted to ask this, what's something that you want to leave with our people, with our community that's tuning in about everything that you're doing? You've got a screening that's coming up. We're going to show so much love for that as well. But yes, drop.
I'm just... Thank you to you, Tina, and for your listeners, for supporting our local community, Kōrero, you know, voices, such communities. Planet FM has been around since, I don't know, the dawn of man, and probably before, you know, the flood of Noah's Ark. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's such a awesome community affirmation that community has always been the prime thing. And I support things like Planet FM and Tina, what she's doing for her community and her family. And, yeah, just keep on keeping on. And just thanks for, since you want to play You're My Lady by D'Angelo. Yeah, girl. And big ups to one of my other husbands who's passed away. Unfortunately, we lost Angie Stone, his former partner as well, this year too. So God be with their family and surviving children, if not. And, yeah, D'Angelo died on my birthday yesterday, so glory to God.
Love that, fam. So that's Mima Maile. Keep a lookout on the screening, the film that's coming through. She's just a beautiful queen, and happy birthday. We love you so much. Hey, shout out to the braids. Oh my gosh, they're popping. This glow is like D'Angelo, lady. Glow like a rainbow.
Wish and love, husband.
And there's a matter of fact, a bunch of them ain't dancing for you to scratch them. I'm trying to hide the one to fail. I'm trying to come with the rain. And I'm on a peggy, no, then I won't come to normal.